That's right. As far as I'm concerned, hawk season begins today. That's as far as I'm concerned. Heads, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, 18 stories above the lovely downtown Chicago area. And we're here till 5 a.m. It's Friday. That means all the Friday features will be here. And we're going to do Fly Jams Friday, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and You Big Dummy. That's all coming up. We are going to talk about the 25th anniversary of Rudy, learning things from your kids. We're going to talk about the best root beers and other ways to energize your morning that don't include caffeine. So all of that and more right here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 to talk and text if you're a little bit later on for your Fly Jam requests. But right now, we want to welcome to the show Scott King. He is a writer for Chelsea Blogger, Chicago Magazine. He's the co-host of the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. And the Blackhawks convention begins the weekend. This weekend it begins today, and we will be broadcasting shows from the convention. And also on Saturday at the convention, they're going to be hosting a special live edition of the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast, and we're going to tell you all about that. It begins at noon at the Chicago Hilton, and my guest is Scott King. And you can follow Scott on Twitter at Scott King Media. And let's welcome Scott back to the show. Scott, how you doing, man?
Nick, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
All right, pretty cool, man. Give everybody your background again, and we can always touch on the comedy stuff as well.
Yeah, I love talking comedy with you. Sure. Yeah, I did stand up for like 10 years, and just started, it was a little bit after college, and I started watching the Hawks, and I had missed the team a lot and what they were doing when I was in high school and college, so I really started getting into it, going to games with friends and family, and I'm like, you know what, I think I want to learn a lot more about this, and then started reading all the beat writers, and I wanted to be one of them, and it's worked out very nicely.
Yeah, you do a great job, man. You do a great job. Tell us about Blackhawks Crazy Podcast, your co-host, and what you guys do.
Yeah, this will be our fourth season, I believe. I started it with Mike Jacobson, who used to be at WGN Radio. Did a great three seasons with him, and then last year, right at the beginning of the year, Chris Bobe, we needed a replacement for Mike. Mike went to teach at a school and head up a department, I believe. And great guy who did so much for our podcast.
Yeah.
And we had great chemistry. He's my age, great sense of humor. And then all of a sudden, Chris Bowden comes in. We need somebody. We need some help. And he seems like he took the job right away. And, he does the Blackhawks pre and post game. He's a guy who's won a local Emmy. He's done a bunch of TV and radio. And I can't say how great it is to work with him. And you watch him come in to do these shows, whether we're doing it on a location or in a studio. And he preps for these shows like it's the pre and post game. And he's just so great to work with. And I had to get better at this. He's a guy who really has done this a long time. Certainly not to age him, if he's listening. but, he really, really knows his stuff and really, really prepares. And he's a pro's pro. So I got to be on top of my game. And it's been great for me. And he's been awesome for the show.
Yeah. Well, you guys sound great together, man. And,
thank you.
And as a relatively big, well, not relatively, as a really big Hawks fan, it's fun to listen to you guys and your insight and your input and stuff, and it's always fun to talk Hawks with you.
Yeah, hey, you gotta do our show, man.
Yeah, I'd love to, man. I would love to.
I don't know if you're like nocturnal with the hours you have. You usually record in the afternoon, but I'll hit you up. You gotta come on the show.
Oh yeah, please, man. I would love to. I'd love to be a part of it. Maybe when the season gets underway, we can figure something out.
Sounds great.
Sounds good, man. All right, the Blackhawks convention is always a blast. As Scott, covering this team, the kind of organization that the Blackhawks are, how professional they are, how cool they are, how great they are to their fans. And this is yet another, weekend where they're awesome to their fans and have access to great players and all kinds of great events and really kind of really great stuff. It's a great weekend, and we always look forward to it. Are you looking forward to it, Scott?
Yeah, let me tell you, you're right about that. It's always the players are very accessible to the fans, pictures and autographs and all these fun kind of panels and interactive things. But, I mean, look at how big they're going this year, Nick. I don't know if you saw all the attendees, but, man, you got Jeremy Roenick coming to his first Blackhawks convention. Oh, yeah, and Chris Chelios.
Yeah.
And I just thought, say, the U.S.
That would be Ambassador Chris Chelios.
Ambassador, yeah. Thank you, because you're right. It's not, he's not just going to be at the convention. He's going to be around, you know, like you see Bobby Hull and Savard.
Yeah.
He's going to be around a lot.
And I love that. I love that they made Chelios an ambassador, because I love Chelios. He's great.
Yeah, we're talking to him tomorrow. The media is on Friday. I'm really excited to get to ask him a few questions.
Yeah.
And look, we're having Roenick on our live show.
Yeah, so tell us about Saturday at noon. You guys are going to do the Blackhawks Crazy podcast live at the convention, and you got some really cool guests. You just mentioned JR. What else is happening?
Yeah, Chris and I will be broadcasting live. It'll be a podcast later. We have Jeremy Roenick, and then we have the Sakura brothers, Dylan and Tyler. Dylan played 5 games last year, got 3 points right out of Northeastern College, joined the Hawks.
Yeah.
And that kid's quick. He's got amazing hands. He's just a fantastic setup guy. His brother Tyler did great in the playoffs with Rockford last year. He's 3 years older. He's 26.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan's 23. But, you know, you might see both those guys in Hawks jerseys this year. You never know. And, yeah. And I know a lot of eyes from the organization have been on Tyler as well. It's going to be a lot of fun to talk to both of them. They're really great up-and-coming prospects. And anybody who wants to check that out, if you're going to the convention already, obviously, it's free. It's in Salon A.
Okay.
And it's the main stage. It's in the Interactive Hall. And we're going to start at 12, right after John Williams. He's in there before us. But it should be really fun. I know Chris and I are excited to do a live show.
Is this the first time you guys have done it from the convention?
Chris and I together, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's, like I said, he joined last year, but I did it. Mike could not join me last year when we were still doing it together. I got to do it last year with John Weideman and Troy Murray, and we had Abstabrinkit was great, and Tommy Wingles and Anthony Lewis. It was a good show last year. And look, I already look at this like the first 2 years I've done this show at the convention. It's like fantasy broadcasting camp for me. You know, now I'm with Chris and Jeremy Roenick. Last year I was with, you know, those guys that do an amazing job, Troy and John calling the game. It's so much fun. And you know, Roenick and Chelios, those are my guys when I was a kid. So that was my team. And to be there this weekend with a show I co-host next to Jeremy Roenick, probably talking hockey, it's going to be awesome. I'm really, really excited about it. Really grateful to WGN and the Blackhawks. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. And there's so much stuff to do at the convention. It's just they do such a great job with it, and it's always just a fun thing to do. And again, a treat for the fans. It really is.
Totally.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of your podcasts that are available now. The 2018 Prospect Camp. Tell me about that podcast.
Yeah, just a couple weeks ago. It's funny. You know, we did it. I think it's like a second day after Prospect Camp, Chris and I did it. We tried to find a quiet, we usually try to find a quiet space if we're not just in the studio. And we went to one of the larger rinks that they were actually practicing on for training camp because there was no one there. So, it'll be quiet. As soon as we start recording, Zamboni comes out. And so now there's a little background Zamboni ambiance for that podcast. But
yeah.
I think you can hear us fine. We just kind of broke down what we saw in the first couple of days and actually kind of held true with the guys talking about it, wound up having a really good camp. You know, we talked a little bit about Henry Yokoharu, who was last year's first-round pick in 2017 defenseman. Looks great, and he did great last year. I believe he was in the – he's in a Western Hockey League. He lit that up, and, you know, he got bigger. He's quick. He's got good hands, and he said he wanted to get more physical, and he's kind of putting hits on guys in drills that usually just not even hitting in. So I think he's chomping at the bit to get a look, and you'll see more of him in training camp. And he's a guy I expect to make the team this year, 19-year-old kid playing some defense for the Hawks, and they need defensemen now. So
yeah, absolutely.
He looks really good. The draft picks this year, the two defensemen in the first round, Bakvis and Bodine, they look really good, especially Bakvis. He's 17, only he's got to put a little size on, but very quick. And Stan Bowman, a lot of the guys from the Hawks were talking about him. So interesting prospect camp. I think the training camp's going to be even more interesting.
Yeah. And what about Stan Bowman's press conference? What did you get from that?
It's funny. I feel like we've been hearing the same thing about Corey Crawford since he went out with a reported head injury last year. And to be fair, it seems like they do expect him to be back and healthy and ready to play in training camp and for opening night because they went and signed a backup goaltender in Cam Ward. So that move, you know, that's we've kind of heard the same thing at that press conference during prospect camp. I think I did a Chelsea blogger on it that's on WGNRadio.com. But we heard the same thing we've been hearing, but I do think that they do expect him to be back and be healthy. And if not, they're in trouble, and they still need a top four defenseman.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I think they did improve the team in some areas, especially going out getting the backup goalie. And there's going to be a lot of young guys that have to adjust to the NHL.
Now, you were talking about how they need defensive. You wrote a piece called Help is on the Way for the Blackhawks Defense for Chicago Magazine. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I just kind of, I tried to chronicle the best. I didn't guess too much, but, all these young guys, like I previously just talked about in the first round, Backus, Bodine, there's Ian Mitchell, Yokoharu, the next wave, they're very talented young prospects, and not just because they look good in prospect camp, because, wherever they played in college or in other countries before they got drafted by the Hawks, they had a lot of eyes on them and did very well. These guys are elite. They seem like they're going to be elite players in the league. It just might be a couple of years. You don't know when they're going to be wearing a Hawks sweater for good here.
Right.
So, fans just got to be patient. It might be a year or two, where you're biting your fingernails a little bit.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. Or maybe Duncan Keith and Brent Seabrook, worked really, really hard this offseason, and they're not going to look like they still lost a step or are lacking a step that they lost in the last year or so. So it could be a tough year where you're trying to get some younger guys adjusted to the league. And you're seeing some of the older guys that are on the back nine in their career struggle.
Yeah.
Or, some guys might surprise you.
Well, it was a frustrating season last year. And I think anybody in the organization, I think any fan would agree with that. And it was unusual to see the sort of inconsistent play of those vets, I mean, it was disappointing because you expect more from those guys.
Yeah, everyone got completely spoiled by the three Stanley Cups and how good that team always is. And, the thing was, Nick, they lost so much last year that, it felt like about halfway through the season you knew they weren't going to make the playoffs. So it was like kind of watching a bad season in slow motion.
Yeah.
And to be fair, Crawford's out. I think he missed 47 games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a big thing, too, man. No, there's a big
talking more than half the season and right there. And the defense struggled. The defense was struggling even before he went out.
That's true. We talked about this before. It was a rough season last year, and also coming off of the sweep the year before from Nashville. We left on a sour note and started on a sour note, and it just continued. And I hope this season is much better for the guys.
Yeah, there's things to be optimistic about.
Yeah,
whether they'll make a playoffs or guys look like they're falling off a bit, or younger guys are struggling. There's guys that are played in their first or second season, or even third season. Guys like Alex DeBrincat, who should be growing and developing their game more, who looked incredibly promising already. DeBrincat last year as a rookie scored 28 goals.
Right.
Nick Schmaltz looked very good playing with Patrick Kane last year.
Yeah.
He just has to improve on faceoffs a little bit, and he could be a really good center in the league.
So hang on a second. Scott, hang on a second, okay? We got to take a break. When we come back, we're gonna jump right back into what we're talking about. Hold on a second. Scott King is with us. We have to take a break. He is a writer for Chelsea Blogger in Chicago Magazine. He's the co-host of the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast, along with Chris Bowden. And you can see them do their podcast live this Saturday at the Blackhawks convention. And Dylan and Tyler Sakura are going to be there, and, of course, Jeremy Roenick. So we'll take a break and talk more Hawks right after this on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate studios here, the Skyline Studios on the 18th floor at 303 East Wacker. It's a lovely studio, and we're having a lovely morning. It is Friday. That means Fly Jams Friday, straight out of context. Nick D Show Spies and You Big Dummy all coming up. We're going to be talking about a lot of fun topics all over the map today. The 25th anniversary of Rudy. We're going to talk about the best tasting root beer, what you can learn from your kids, caffeine-free things that could help you wake up in the morning, and in addition to all the regular Friday features. Right now, though, we are talking Blackhawks and the Blackhawks hockey and Blackhawks convention. Starts today and runs through the weekend. My guest is Scott King. He's a writer for Chelsea Blogger, Chicago Magazine, co-host of the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. And he and Chris Bowden will be hosting the Blackhawks podcast live Saturday at the convention tomorrow. And it starts at noon at the Chicago Hilton. And you can follow Scott on Twitter at Scott King Media. And let's welcome Scott back. Welcome back, Scott.
Thank you.
All right. We were talking a little bit before the break about DeBrincat and about the cat. I love that nickname, by the way. And you wrote a blog post about him. Tell me a little bit about what you're feeling about this guy and what you wrote about.
Yeah, I think it was you know, pretty nice surprise last year. First of all, no one says the cat better than Coach Q. I just heard him call him the cat.
Yeah.
I think he was on Cochran. He called him the cat again.
Yeah.
I really enjoy the way he says it. yeah, no, very, very nice surprise. I think there was excitement as to whether or not he's going to make the team last year. And I think that's the exact same kind of excitement people have towards Henry Yokoharju right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to see how that's going to pan out. But, yeah, with him, you just hoped he would make the team and wanted to see what he could do, and he puts up 28 goals. And if there wasn't such a stellar rookie class, and it seems like every year now, these guys, Connor McDavid, Austin Matthews, it seems like there's Patrick Laine, it seems like there's a crazy rookie class every year now in the NHL. You're getting so much great young talent. These guys are so fast and skilled.
Yeah.
If you didn't have so many guys like that, he could have been a rookie of the year last year, you know, 28 goals. I forgot how many points he had overall, but that's – that's pretty solid.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's not, yeah. You know, it's not just that he's a sniper. He's, you know, you can compare him to Kane and his, I guess, the way he finds space, his play recognition. He's also a great setup guy. And it kind of, as the season went on, Nick, he learned how to shoot more and how to score more.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great to watch, man. He was one of the highlights of last season. No question about it.
Yeah, definitely a bright spot and kind of a dull, disappointing season.
Yeah. Let's talk about the moves that were made about a week and a half ago, including Hinostroza and Hossa's contract. What do you think about those moves?
Well, you know, it's unfortunate to lose more local talent in Vinny Hinostroza with this trade, where you have to get Marian Hossa's contract off the books, and that's something they've been trying to do for a while. And this made sense with the Coyotes. And look, you know, you just lost Hartman the previous year.
Yeah,
and that was rough because you want to, these guys are talented. You want to see how they do. They're from the Chicago area. They wanted to play for the Blackhawks, so you wound up getting a first round pick for Ryan Hartman, and here you have to throw in Hinostroza.
Yeah,
to get them to take Hossa's contract, which is quite a bit, and they could still use maybe to help get a top four defenseman. You also lost Jordan Osterley in that trade, who's
right.
A pretty solid defenseman.
He was, yeah.
I think he's around 20. I want to say he's 25 or 26. Pretty solid defenseman. He might get a better opportunity over there in Arizona. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Unfortunately, yeah. That's what it took for that trade and for Arizona to take the contract.
It hurts that we lost Hossa. It kills me. He was my favorite Hawk. And but it was a class move on his part. You know what I mean? To do the no move, to strike the
no
move.
Yeah, he waived the no trade clause.
He's such a classy guy. And then did you see the video, the message that he gave to the fans?
Yeah, he's standing in front of, it's so Hossa, he's standing in front of a castle wearing a black Cubs hat, and what does he say, chow at the end?
Yes, exactly.
No, it was a nice message to the fans. He's the best.
He's the best, man. He really is. Let's talk a little bit about the NHL free agency. You did a Blackhawks crazy on that. Tell me about that podcast that you guys did.
Slow. It was a really slow free agency, I believe, this time. I think a lot of teams were – it got cooking later on with some big contracts, obviously.
Yeah.
I think a lot of guys were waiting to see what was going to happen for the drafts. One who got a decent payday is Trevor Van Riemsdyk's brother, James Van Riemsdyk. I thought they could use as a forward. He wound up getting some money. But, yeah, they didn't miss out on too much. It was,
right.
It was a little quiet till the draft.
Right. Now, we got a couple more days till the deadline. What kind of moves do you think that they're going to make? What kind of moves would you like to see them make before the deadline?
I think it's all about a top four defenseman. I think they're, you know, you have a healthy Crawford. You have a chance at the playoffs. I think they really need a top four defenseman if they want to make any kind of run, even just to get in the playoffs. And you know, I don't know how the time is going to be running down, not just for the deadline, but for, you know, training camp. Things can be a little more set in motion. The teams can get looks at guys and want to lock them up or to say this guy goes here, this guy goes there. So it's something they have the cap space. You just don't know what else they might have to throw in after giving up, you know, quite a bit the last couple of years and giving up some prospects.
Right. All right. Well, listen, Scott, it's always a pleasure, man. I hope everybody comes out and sees you guys. You and Chris Bowden will be hosting the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast live tomorrow at the Blackhawks Convention. Dylan Tyler Sakura and Jeremy Roenick will be there, and it begins at noon as part of the Blackhawks convention, which kicks off today. Follow Scott on Twitter at scottkingmedia.com. Check out Chelsea Blogger, and the Blackhawks Crazy podcast continues. Have fun at the convention, Scott, and I hope you guys do have a great show with JR tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Nick. Always appreciate talking to you, man.
Okay, buddy. Take care. Have a good time. See ya. There you go. Scott King, everybody. He's the best. And again, he writes for Chelsea Blogger here at WGN Radio, Chicago Magazine, and he co-hosts the Blackhawks Crazy podcast, which they will be doing live tomorrow at the Blackhawks convention. All right, let's take a break. We got the news coming up next on 720 WGN.